But if her father disallow her in the day that he heareth, not any of her vows or of her bonds wherewith she hath bound her soul shall stand. And the Lord shall forgive her, because her father disallowed her. And her husband heard it, and held his peace at her in the day that he heard it. Then her vows shall stand, and her bonds wherewith she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband altogether hold his peace at her from day to day, then he establisheth all her vows, or all her bonds which are upon her. He confirmeth them, because he held his peace at her in the day that he heard them. Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant, and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will get me unto the great men, and will speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Lord, and the judgment of their God. But these have altogether broken the yoke, and burst the bonds. Thus saith the Lord to me, Make thee bonds and yokes, and put them upon thy neck. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. For now will I break his yoke from off thee, and will burst thy bonds in sunder, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. I perceive to be accused of questions of their law, but to have nothing laid to his charge worthy of death or of bonds. And when they had been there many days, Festus declared Paul's cause unto the king, saying, There is a certain man left in bonds by Felix. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. And when they were gone aside, they talked between themselves, saying, This man doeth nothing worthy of death or of bonds, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace, and in all other places. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. The one preach Christ of contention, and not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, withal praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. The salutation by the hand of me, Paul. Remember my bonds. Grace be with you. Amen. Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. And others had a trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body.